so we learn to play.
Kufunza akili tutumie michezo, eh, kutunza akili tutumie michezo, eh, kukuza akili tutumie michezo, eh, kufunza akili tutumie tutumie, eh, kufunza akili tutumie michezo, eh, kutunza akili tutumie michezo, eh, kukuza akili tutumie michezo, eh, kufunza akili tutumie tutumie.
Hi, my name is Abu Numan, and I will be guiding you through this Learning Through Play audio course. This course is for any pre-primary or primary teacher who wants to learn how to use playful learning in their classroom to help their students learn. This is an audio-only course, so all you need to do is download the episodes and listen wherever you are.
And so we learn through play.
Hello, and welcome to Mombasa, Kenya. In this episode, we are honored to have with us Mr. Said Baya Kombo, a teacher at Tom Mboya Primary School. Mr. Said teaches mathematics, social studies, literacy, computer science, and agriculture in lower primary. Recently, he was assigned the subjects of pre-technology and pre-career as a teacher and mentor, respectively, in junior secondary school. Mr. Baya invited us into his classroom to experience the special playful activity he designed for his learners. This is a fun activity that encourages the kids in his classroom to enjoy mathematics. Okay, within the next few minutes, all I need from you is your attention. I'd like you to identify any of the five characteristics of play or any of the four spectrums of play. Remember those? Let's refresh our memories a little. Quick summary of the four fingers on your left hand that represent spectrum of play. There are four types of activities that count as learning through play. Your first finger is free play. This is an activity where children have the freedom to play, explore, and discover without an adult telling them what to do. Your next finger is guided play, where children decide what they want to do and an adult gives them suggestions. Your next finger is games, where children or adults design an activity that has rules or instructions for play. And your last finger is direct instruction, where an adult designs an activity and controls the environment with set rules about what can or cannot be done. Did you get that? Any activity that matches one of the four types above is a playful activity. Now put your right hand out in front of you. Look at the five fingers. This hand will represent the five characteristics of play. Your thumb is joyful. This is when an activity is enjoyable or thrilling and makes children feel surprised or happy after overcoming a challenge. Your next finger is meaningful. This is when children learn something new from an activity and connect it to something else that they already know. Your third finger is actively engaging. This is when children are directly involved in solving a problem or in playing a game, not just sitting and listening. You can see how concentrated children are because they stay focused, even with distractions around. Now, your next finger is iterative. This is when children try an activity again and again with new ideas and possibilities, experimenting with what happens if they make a change. Your last finger is socially interactive. This is when children play together and learn how to communicate ideas and build stronger relationships with each other. Every playful activity will have some of the five characteristics above. All right. While listening to the teacher's classroom activity, I want you to close your eyes and visualize the playful activity taking place. Now imagine the children enjoying themselves and listen carefully to the session.
group one, where are you? Group two, where are you? Group three, where are you? Okay, thank you. Sit down, everybody. Today, we are going to learn about adding. Can somebody read that? If you know, yes, stand up and read.
Adding three-digit number to one-digit number.
Thank you so much. Let's read it, everybody.
Adding three-digit number to one-digit number.
Now, what is a three-digit number? Who can tell me what is a three-digit number?
Three-digit numbers are those numbers that consist of only three digits.
Three-digit numbers are those numbers that consist of only three digits. For example, 432. Is that a three-digit number?
Yes.
27. Is that a three-digit number?
No.
So a three-digit number is a number which has got three digits. Now today we are adding three-digit number to one-digit number. But before that, why should we have the knowledge of adding? How much money have you carried today?
60.
So 60 is 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10. Okay. That makes it to 60. So adding is very important in life. And where do you keep your money?
Socks.
Very good. He's saying he hides his money in the socks. Others, someone told me, a pupil told me that he hides his money in the tie so that nobody can get it. So today we are going to play a game on adding numbers using ties. So you have your money in your tie, he has his money in his tie, so we can add that money in those ties and know how much money we have. What is this? 341 plus?
4.
Who is going to tell us the answer?
344.
Let us have somebody else to try.
346.
The last trial?
345.
Let us clap for him. And the rest, thank you for trying. Give them also one clap. Okay. The first step, we have to arrange all the numbers into their place values. Look at the place values. Which place value is this?
Ones.
Which place value is this?
Ones.
Very good. How about this one?
Yes.
And this one?
Therefore,
in 341, 1 will be in which place value?
1.
And 4?
10.
3?
100.
And so, first of all, you make sure that they are in their place values. 341. And then now you add 4. 4 will be in which place value?
1.
And then after adding, now what do you get? 345. Thank you so much. Let us work out one sum on the board. What number is that?
421.
Plus what?
3.
Plus 3. Now, how are we going to do it? What is 1 plus 3?
474.
He's giving us the whole answer. Okay, he's saying the answer is 474. Okay, let's add together. 1 plus 3?
4.
4. 7 plus 0?
7.
7. 4 plus 0?
4.
So what is our answer now?
474.
Wow, thank you. I'm giving a work that will be done by every group. Then I want to see which group will get the correct answer. Remember to follow the steps. Now in our groups, I am going to divide ties. We are going to help each other to tie the ties, and then now we are going to play a game, adding using the ties. Let's see.
Fantastic. Let's pause here for a minute. I'd like to elaborate on what is happening. Mr. Saeed is distributing ties made from paper and rubber bands to each child in the classroom. Each tie is numbered with a single-digit number. For example, student A from group 1 is wearing a tie written number 1. Student B from group 1 wears a tie written number 2. Student C from group 1 wears a tie written number 3, and so on. The same system is used for students in group 2. For instance, student A from group 2 wears a tie written number 1. Student B from group 2 wears a tie written number 2. Student C from group 2 wears a tie written number 3. All students wear the ties around their collars with the rubber band holding the ties in their places. Okay, let's go back to Mr. Saeed's class.
Where are group 1? Put on your tie. Make sure the number can be seen from the front. Everybody's going to get a tie, so don't worry.
Number 6.
Okay. Number one only. I want to see number one standing. Number one, where are you? Stand up. Okay, number two, let's sing together. Number two, where are you? Yes, he's dancing. Here I am, how do you do? Wow. Number three, where are you?
Here I am,
wow, thank you. Now listen, from the example that we've just seen on the board, can I have, from this group, group one, can I have digit four? Digit 4, number 4 to come and stand here. Number 4, we want to form that number. Number 4, come and stand there. Number 7 to come and stand there. And number 1. Number 1, come and stand here. 471. How do we write 471? 471. We've said we have ones, then tens, and?
100.
Stand here. Can you see them now?
Yes.
That is 471 plus 3. This group 3. Stand up. Where are you? Number 3. Where are you from this group? Wow. Here I am. So plus 3. Now, what is the answer? 474. 4 from this group. 4. Somebody. 4. Number 4 to come here. 474. Oh. 474. Number 4.
One.
Let's read this number, class.
471.
Plus
3.
Is equal to?
474.
474. So this is the game that we are going to play. I will write a number there on the board. And then one group will form the number. If you form the number correctly, you get 2 marks. Like these ones now, they will get 2 marks in that game. If you get the answer correctly, you get 5 marks. So we are going to have a chart here. We will be putting the points here for each group. We are going to compete. And by the end of this, we will know which group has won. Look on the board, eh? The first sum, this group will form the 3-digit number. This group will give us the 1-digit number. And this group will give us the answer. We are starting. So, come and form number 451. 451, come and form it here. Have they got it? Clap for them. Stand there, don't go away. Okay, this group now. This group to give us number 6. Have they got it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Group 3, now to give us the answer. What is the answer after working out 451 plus 6? Come and give us the answer. Work out your answer and then you come and give us your answer.
5.
Thank you. The group members are correcting their colleagues. Thank you. Have they got it?
Yes.
Give them a hefty clap. Oh, give them chapati, chapati, kuku, clap. Okay, chapati, 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 kuku, kuku. Give them. Thank you. Go and sit down. So, how many marks do they have? 2 marks for forming and 3 marks for getting the answer correct. So, how many marks? 5. You are all bright. You have tied. Oh, because you're wearing ties, you have also tied. Your marks are all the same. So you are all winners. Say, we are all winners.
We are all winners.
Clap for yourself. Thank you. In our next lesson, we are going to add 3-digit numbers to 2-digit numbers. Today we're adding 3 to 1. Thank you. Meet you in our next lesson.
Wasn't that wonderful? I know I had so much fun. Mr. Saeed's playful activity is not only for adding 3-digit numbers to 1-digit numbers, but can also be adapted to simpler additions of 1-digit numbers to 1-digit numbers for lower primary learners. For example, 1 plus 1, 4 plus 3, 7 plus 5, and so on. Or it can even be used to add 2-digit numbers to 1-digit numbers. For example, 10 plus 1, 20 plus 2, 15 plus 3, and so on. Why don't you try this method next time you and your learners want to learn mathematics while having fun?
And so we learn through play.
For this fun tie activity, how many of the 5 characteristics of play were you able to identify? Was it joyful, iterative, meaningful, socially interactive, actively engaging, or all of the above? Remember, a fun learning activity does not have to have all the characteristics at once. Any activity can touch on 1 or 2 or all of the 5 characteristics and would still be considered a fun learning activity. Okay, let's now find out if you identified any of the 4 spectrums of play in the fun bottle activity. Was the activity a game? Was it free play? Was it guided play? Or was it direct instructions?
I read from somewhere. كُمُ عَلِّمًا أَوْ مُتَعَلِّمًا أَوْ مُسْتَمِعًا أَوْ مُحِبًا. A great scholar once said, of all the professions, be a teacher. That's the first one. Be a teacher. Somebody has also said that there are only 2 professions in the world, being a teacher and the doer. So teacher comes number 1.
In our next episode, we chat with Mr. Saeed Bayer and get to explore what fun learning through play activity he developed and why. We will also look at how you can implement the same in your classroom. Till the next episode, enjoy learning. Join me in our next episode to learn more about learning through play.
And so we learn through play.
Kufunza akili, twatumia michezo. Kutunza akili, twatumia michezo.